Jack Lauren had been watching Doc as he moved toward him. The old man was no fool, but Jack knew that he was no great hunter either. The albino was confident that he would be able to sneak up on Doc and put him out of commission. What worried him was if the men behind took it upon themselves to break their agreement with Ethan and take some part in the action. So he figured it would be a good idea if he could get Doc away from them and into the hollow where he had laid the trap earlier. All he had to do was tempt Doc into following him. Jack flattened to his belly and pushed through the undergrowth, ignoring the insects and small animals that he disturbed and the prickle and scratch of the bracken and tough grasses. He moved lithely, barely disturbing anything other than the area immediately around his torso, making no noise that could be heard above the rustle of the old man and the accompanying riders as they moved toward him. Jack circled slightly so that he would be able to attract Doc's attention from an angle, making the old man turn and thus be less likely to immediately attack. From his position, he could see Doc scanning the area around him, the lama and the sword stick raised expectantly. Silently, he took one of his leaf-bladed throwing knives from its place of concealment, balancing the weight in the palm of his hand. He squinted through the darkness caused by the overhanging canopy of foliage, figuring out the distance between Doc, the three riders, and himself. Then he grinned, and swiftly and silently raised himself onto his knees. With a minimal swing, he sent the leaf-bladed knife spinning through the air. Doc didn't see it coming. It was a blur of white metal, catching the briefest of reflections as it embedded itself point first in the trunk of a tree to his right. Before the noise had a chance to die in the air, Doc had whirled. He caught sight of Jack, still on his knees, and fired the shot chamber of the lama. Jack was pleased with his aim. He hadn't wanted to take the old man out right there. Rather, he just wanted to attract his attention and make him follow. He hadn't expected Doc to turn and fire without aiming, and that fraction of a second lost almost cost him his life. The lama sounded thunderous in the silence of the forest. Greyhorse kept a tight rein on his own mount, but was secretly gratified to see the startled Baron and Trader both have trouble containing their frightened horses. Doc cursed silently in frustration as the lama went off, knowing that his own frazzled nerves made him fire before he was ready, wasting the chance to take proper aim. The shot went wild, peppering the foliage for a wide area. Jack hit the ground sideways. He felt the hot blast of flying metal above him and the sting of some pellets hitting his upper arm, elbow, and face as he fell. The warm blood on his face tasted salty as it trickled from his temple to the corner of his mouth. He was lucky that he had gotten down quick enough, unlucky that a few stray pellets had hit him. At least he knew he had the old man's attention. And if it wasn't occupied reloading the shot chamber, then Doc wouldn't want to waste the ball chamber unless he had a clear shot. Either way, it gave Jack a fair chance to lead him into his trap. Jack sprang to his feet, risking a quick glance in the direction of the hunters. He could see Doc wildly scanning the area before him, moving forward over the scrub, while Greyhorse and the two hunt guests tried to control their horses. Jack realized that the explosion of the lama had to have been close enough to take the edge off his hearing, or else the shock of being hit in the head by the pellets had traumatized his ear, as he hadn't heard Doc begin to move noisily across the scrub. He also realized that Ryan and Christy would have heard the percussion pistol's detonation and would now be headed toward the source of the noise, seeking to limit his avenue of escape. The albino turned and ran, moving toward the area where he knew the horses would be unable to follow and where he had laid the first of his traps. Jack was faster than Doc, and glancing back over his shoulder, he saw that he was moving away from the old man too quickly, putting too much distance between them. He had to slow slightly if he was to stand a chance of getting the old man where he wanted him, even though it went against every instinct that was screaming at him with three riders and an armed man at his rear. Jack looked back again and saw that Doc was beginning to gain a little ground. Excellent. Now to lead him into the trap. Jack ran toward the narrow hollow, making sure that Doc was close on his heels, although not close enough to snap off an accurate shot on the run. The albino, fleet of foot, bounded down the slight incline that led into the hollow, opting for the narrow corridor of trees and disappearing into the gloom. Had Doc been his usual self, he would have wondered why Jack had been so ostentatious in his choice of path, and why he had chosen a way that seemed so restrictive. But Doc wasn't his usual self. The hypnosis had overwhelmed him with the feelings of hate it had inspired, and Doc was following and acting on blind instinct. But he wasn't exactly seeing what everyone else could see. The trader in the hunting party cursed as he saw the albino disappear into the trees.
Ah, damn it! We'll never be able to follow the little bastard in there.
The little savage isn't as stupid as I thought. We can try to ride around, see if we can catch up with him on the other side.
Tch, Not much use when the real action's probably going to take place in there, and not on either side.
Well, there's not a whole fucking lot we can do about that. If both of them come out the other end, then we'll need to be there to follow them.
The Baron and the traitor exchanged glances. Neither liked the tone the Sec Chief had used, but both were prepared to ignore it, as they knew he was speaking the truth. With a gesture of agreement, they joined the Sec Chief in riding a circle around the copse of trees, leaving the two companions within. As soon as Jack had entered the hollow, he had made sure that he leapt over the covered tree roots and bounded up one of the trees so that he was overhanging the treacherous path beneath, waiting for Doc to enter. He stilled his breathing, his muscles rock-like and immobile, as he almost immediately melted into the shadows of the hollow. Doc blundered after, the sword stick and the lama waving in his hands, trying to control his momentum on the downward slope so as not to trip and fall.
By the three Kennedys! The darkness! The darkness!
The world around the old man was plunged into a sudden gloom, where shadow had substance, and substance was only shadow. There seemed to be shapes that loomed out at him from nowhere, then dissipated as insubstantial phantoms. Branches hit him in the face, cutting into his flesh, whipping at his eyes, and he had no idea of where they came from. Doc tried to concentrate, to keep his mind focused on what he was supposed to be doing, but the fears of the unknown and unknowable things that seeped up from his subconscious made him lose all sense of perspective. He stumbled, slowing suddenly, and looked rapidly and helplessly around him. Ironically, all Jack's work in preparing the trap and covering the roots with ferns and leaves was wasted. Doc didn't even look down as he stumbled forward, his feet catching in the twisted root systems that comprised the floor of the hollow, boots snagging and ankles twisting as his forward momentum wasn't matched by the movement of his entangled feet. For 1 in 10 seconds, Doc was pulled back to full awareness as the searing pain shot up his calf. Then he was pitched forward onto his face, the lama and the sword stick clattering from his grasp onto the floor of the hollow. That 1 second was enough. Jack was down from the tree before the old man's weapons had even hit, one of the tiny throwing knives in his fist, ready to sever the old man's windpipe and slice through his carotid artery. Jack would be merciful and make it quick if it was necessary for his survival. Doc felt his mane of white hair grabbed and tugged, his head pulled backward at an almost impossible angle, his neck taut so that the artery, veins, and Adam's apple stood out. He felt the coldness of the knife before it even touched his skin.
Jack, wait! Hear me out!
Jack paused. He had one knee firmly planted in the old man's back, his head held securely, and the knife at his throat. He could hear the horses at the other end of the hollow, so he knew that they were alone. And there was something about Doc's tone that was familiar and comforting, as if the old man had regained something previously lost. Jack slightly eased his grip on the old man's hair, allowing him a little more slack with which to speak a little easier.
Make quick!
Insanity has saved many a man from madness. I fear that perhaps my own brush with the obloquy of the unsettled mind has somewhat dulled the desired effects of friend Ethan's dastardly tactics.
Sound like old Doc. Don't understand fucking word. Make easy.
A fair point. But somewhat hard to do when one is facing a certain end and is trying to marshal one's thoughts. Jack, let me put it like this. I have long since faced up to the fact that my mind has a tendency to wander, and that I am indeed a mad old coot, as Dr. Wyeth has been known to charmlessly describe me. In short, I am prone to what we would call, without fear or favor, bouts of madness. Would you agree?
Say it, mate, quick!
It is true to say that I wanted to see you dead when I was standing in the sec yard. Indeed, even when I fired at you a few moments ago, I wanted most dearly to see your demise. But something has happened to change that. Coming into here, I was terrified, almost literally out of my mind, I think. And when I fell, then things began to change. Pieces of a jigsaw puzzle that fit together in your head. That sort of thing.
Losing me, Doc. You saying you not want me by farm?
Yes. No. I mean, I did, but no longer. Something has wiped clean the pernicious influence of Ethan's hypnotism.
Why, I believe you.
There is no reason in the world why you should believe me. No reason except that it is the truth. And yet I do not know how you could test this without putting yourself at risk.
Then maybe I should. Quicker, better fighter. Only way to get me is with Blaster. Maybe I should put the test.
Jack let Doc loose and stepped back.